Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Who can stand against you, Lord? Who can stand against you, Lord? The answer is nobody. Hallelujah. Nobody, nowhere, anytime, any place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pick up where we left off. We are talking about the integrity of the Word of God. God's Word. God is not a God that say something, then he changes his mind. If he said it, it's true. Amen. And it'll never turn out to be a lie. God had been accused of a lot of these things that's going on in the earth. Many read the New Old Testament, and sometimes because of the way they translate it, it brings confusion, or they don't get a clear understanding of God. And God get accused of putting sickness and disease, poverty and lack, causing this calamity and this disaster to happen. God, the only thing God does is that he brings judgment to it. And he determined what should be destroyed because he knows, but he didn't do it. I'm going to say it again. He never been a God that brought sickness and disease, poverty and lack, death and destruction, violent and evil. But he will protect his own. I'm going to say it again. He will protect his own. Amen. As a poor man won't protect his own house. Am I right? You mess with God's children, he will protect his children. And if you don't think that's true, you come to my house and start messing my wife and family. You will see a side that you never seen. Not that I mean you in at home, you just overstep your boundary and trying to do something you can't do. And that's what happened. When people misunderstand that God brought this and he did that, God never planned any evil for anybody. But he brought judgment to what was done wrong because he cannot allow evil to prevail. That's why Jesus came, and one day he's coming. He's going to bring judgment to this world. But now is the time to hear the gospel. Now is the time to what? Repent. Those that need to repent, those that need to be born again to get saved, those that need to be filled with the Spirit, get filled with the Spirit. It's time to receive all God's goodness. And how can God be that two-faced or double-minded or and expect you to trust him with all your heart? How can he be like that? And then how can you trust somebody you don't know what he's going to be? But he made it plain in the Word, and that's what we have to do, the integrity of the Word. And this is what he said in James 1:17, if I'm right. Every good gift and every perfect gift is where? And where is God? He's above. He sits in the side of the north. And he said, every good gift, every what? Good gift, every perfect gift is from above, cometh down from the Father. He tell you, Father is someone that is a provider for his, what's his, right? He's a father of light. Notice what he is. He's a father of light. And then John said, in him is no darkness at all. Amen? In him is what? No darkness at all. And so our text again says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, you know, sometimes we give out false promises. We tell people we're going to be somewhere at a certain time and we don't show up. Huh? Well, we tell people, sometimes we tell our children we're going to do this for them and we don't do it. Right? We may have fully intended to do it, but somehow we miss it, we lie. But God is not a man. That's why he said God is not a what? He's not a man. And letting us know man will miss it. Man will lie. But God is not that he's God. And notice what it says, and God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said, shall he not do it? Has he spoken, shall he not make it good? You know what God did? Can I tell you what he did? Since he's not a man that he should lie, the son of man that he should not repent, son of man that he should repent. You know what God did? He became a man so he could bring man up on his level, so man could stop lying. Didn't he do it? He brought man, he became a man and brought man because man was on a level that he lying and all this controlled him, but he's and now he called us his children. We are one with him, which we're gonna see in a minute. We're gonna look at some things in the scripture.